You're about to enjoy an It Takes Three Network podcast. Yep. So.
Hey.
Aunt and I were going to sit knee to knee.
Well, Michelle refused to sit knee to knee because she was afraid that I would pick, you know, I guess we'd pick up too many of each other's levels.
Yeah.
Knee to knee with Mitch Ruby.
The opposite of people distancing.
Yeah, the opposite.
I either 6 feet apart or knee to knee.
Yeah, well, no, yeah. So your next podcast after people distancing will be knee to knee. And that'll be in 2021.
Post-COVID.
Hopefully. Yeah, post-COVID. Where I can't get enough.
Right. Can't get enough. Let's touch knees.
Knees, please.
Knees, please. With Mitch Rubies.
Yeah, six inches. 6 inches apart.
Oh, I like that. From 6 feet to 6 inches. Yeah. Season 4.
Season 4, Mitch Ruby Show. Post-COVID.
Post-COVID, knee to knee.
Yeah. Hashtag wash your hands. Don't touch your face.
Always.
Yeah, from now on, forever.
Okay. So, we're going to do What's Your Fortune? Wow, it sounds so good. Yeah. Are we going to get some ASMR?
Oh, okay. So, as you know, we in What's Your Fortune, we have a pile of fortune cookie fortunes here. I've been collecting them for many years at this point. So I'm just going to reach into the bowl and pick one at random. And here's Ant's ASMR.
So, Aunt has a porcelain Asian food takeout container, and that's where he keeps his fortunes. And I'm just seeing Aunt fondle a very large pile of fortunes. You know what it sounds like? Walking through leaves in the fall.
Oh, keep that in your back pocket.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, today's fortune is, you have tasted the bitterness as well as the sweetness of coffee.
What? Can you read that again?
Take two. You have tasted the bitterness as well as the sweetness of coffee. What do you think, Mitch?
I don't know what I think. I don't know.
Okay, so in this, I believe that coffee is, you know, metaphor for life.
Yes, I got that.
Things that you love in life have both a bitter and sweet side to them, just like coffee.
Yes.
Or you could say that sometimes coffee is bitter and sometimes it is sweet, not in the same taste or same cup. So like your experiences one time could be bitter and then another time could be sweet. So like, don't give up on the first try.
Wow. I was thinking that too.
Yeah. You're right there with me.
Yeah. You just described it so eloquently.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I love coffee. So I just wanted to make sure it didn't get a bad rap here.
Yeah.
You know, but that's true. You know, true in life that you get the good and the bad always. And you just got to keep drinking life. Yeah. Keep drinking life.
Yeah.
Or, you know, in this case, coffee.
It fits what's going on right now, I think.
I would imagine that there are tons of fortunes in this porcelain.
That we can relate to. Thank you.
That we can relate to life now. Because that's the beauty of fortune cookies and the fortunes within them is that, you know, it's up to interpretation.
Yeah.
And that's why we do this, Michelle. That's why we do this. That's why, you know, we like to dig into things that seem like they don't make any sense. And we try to make sense of it, just like life now.
And that cup of coffee.
And a cup of coffee. Yep.
Are you going to pick another one? Are you going to read us the numbers?
Okay, so let's do the numbers and then we'll do another one. Okay, I'm into it. How many do you want to do? You want to do like 3?
You know, 10? This show's very loosey-goosey.
Okay, we'll do like 3 to 10 somewhere in that number. Okay. All right, but the lucky numbers are 29, 37, 21, 46, 33, 24.
I like those numbers because 21's in there.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I'll add all the numbers up together and see what I get.
Okay.
We can do that after.
Sure.
Okay, so I'll do it, the numbers added up per fortune. and we'll decide if we like the overall number of the fortune or if we don't like that number.
Just for fun.
Just for fun. Excuse me. No one can make you feel inferior without your consent.
This was painted on my wall when I was a teenager.
I think, did I see that?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I've seen this many times, you know, in many
different... Is that Eleanor Roosevelt?
It says dash Eleanor Roosevelt. No, I don't know.
I think it is.
It could be.
There was a quote in
maybe
my room.
The person who wrote it is also named Eleanor Roosevelt, like the person typing up the fortune.
Yeah.
Imagine coincidentally.
Right. But that
both Eleanor Roosevelt said that.
That was a quote on my wall, my kid yeah. room. Not kid room, teen room. Teen, the many yeah. phases of my home bedroom.
Yeah, I don't know. You're just a kid.
It was right back. Above my window. Right. To the right.
Okay. I mean, this one's pretty cut and dry. You know, there's yeah. not too much digging into this, but it's good to remember. Actually, you know, I've been going into like a big Wu-Tang phase recently.
Yes, I'm well aware.
Like, you know, specifically RZA and just the type of person he is and the things that he thinks and has to say. It's very inspiring, and it's moved me closer to spirituality than I think anybody in this, you know. I was actually thinking about it. The only other time when I felt as spiritual as I do now was when I was in that like conspiracy theory phase.
Oh my gosh.
But that got me like to the negative side of spirituality, I think. It was weird. It was a weird feeling. Like I was just like, this makes me think that God and devils do exist because only devils would do this. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking it from the negative side. RZA has me thinking it on the positive side. And one thing that he says in this like one meditation video, not video, but like this one meditation thing that he does basically is to think of yourself as the sun, you know, and the planets move around the sun. This is not like a novel idea, but, you know, the planets move around the sun, you, and you control the gravitational pull and things like, you know, like little problems like, you know, asteroids, they come in, they slam into you, but they just fizzle away. And you can consider like the relationships and people around you, the planets, and you kind of control their movement. You control their power because they are, you know, gravitationally controlled by you.
So I think, yeah, we talked about this last weekend, and I feel I need to start remembering this because. Yes. My level of anxiety this week is really bad, and I have to just remember I am in control of how my thoughts and how I feel and my projections, and it's up to me to decide ultimately how I'm feeling, and I'm like a roller coaster.
Yeah. No, it's tough in these times.
It's
you know.
Week 7. I've made it 7 weeks,
yep.
And week 7 was the breaking point.
Right. 7 is a God number.
So. You know,
so that could be a sign.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think this can extend to people and situations.
You know, yes,
no
absolutely.
No one situation, no one person.
No.
Beside yourself can make you feel inferior or unimportant or that your feelings are unimportant or, you know, what you're worrying about is unimportant, blah, 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 you know, all these things.
I feel with that this week because I kept trying to tell myself that I'm good for maybe like, a half hour.
Yeah. It's hard. Yeah.
And then it goes back and you're like, come on, we were good. I thought we were past this.
Yeah.
Why are we still going here?
Yeah.
I hope 8's better.
Week 8?
Yeah.
It might be, you know.
This week coming
It's
up.
Hard because there's like
it's
no
really
there's no
hard,
amount
man.
Of news that's going to make you feel better. It's like
nothing.
There's not going to be a you know, like a switch flipped that stops this.
Right. You
know? So.
It's a bunch of factors that are my asteroids and planets.
Yep. Yeah, there's a lot of things going around you. I mean, it depends on how you feel. You know, you can put importance on, you know, a planet and,
right.
you know. But
yeah,
but it doesn't change, you know.
Yeah.
So, all right.
One more.
Okay, so we're going to go on the low range.
Oh, well.
I said 3 to 10. No,
okay.
I'm just kidding. No, we could do just 3. 3 is a good number.
3 is a good number.
Okay, so here we go for 3.
Get one from the bottom.
I have
them. Oh.
It doesn't matter. It's random.
I don't think the mic is picking up as you talk.
That's fine. Got one from the bottom, Mitch.
Okay. I know I see because we're knees. Knees apart.
Knees apart. Your dream life is rich. Listen to your dreams.
Yeah, this is all about attracting what you want.
Yes.
I fully believe in that.
Yep. Yep. You create. Again, we can just go back to
that
whole thing.
Yeah, it all ties in.
The sun. You're the sun. You control the things around you. And even when you feel like you're not in control, you are in control. It's hard to remember, easy to forget.
I think it's also frustrating when you're so self-aware, because I'm a person who's very, very self-aware. I'm constantly, I don't want to say aware again, but I'm always in the know of what I'm doing at every moment.
Yeah, very focused.
Very focused. And it's hard to know you're doing something and know you're creating these thoughts that's creating this feeling. And for you to just be like, no, let's just do this instead, think this instead, or focus on this instead. And then you're like, you go back and you're constantly in this battle with yourself.
Yeah. Well, like I go through like things where I'm like, okay, like at work, for instance, I'm like, I'll freak out. I'll be freaking out about something. I'll be worried. I'll remember this. I'll try to pull back from it. But then I worry. I'm like, am I pulling back too much?
You know,
like, am I giving too much control to the universe? Am I taking too much control out of myself? Like, cause that's like sort of like the fine line, right? You want to know that, you know, you're in control, but that doesn't mean you give up control. And like when you don't give up control, that's how you get back into those thoughts where you're like, oh, I'm freaking out about everything. And you can't, cause like so you have to like, it's like a weird combination of letting go, but also staying in control.
Right. And it's also knowing what you should put weight into.
Yes.
Because like with work anxiety, like last week, I've been having a lot of work anxiety. And so I'm like, okay, is this because I care so much, you know, I don't want to make these stupid little mistakes. And I'm like, but you have a whole life. You have a whole life besides this one part, right? I have you and I have the podcast network and I have family. But for some reason, I'm letting this one part of my life control and give me that feeling.
Yes.
And it's like, no, you can change that.
You can, yeah.
But it's hard when you are someone who's, again, the self-aware and you're aware of what you're doing and feeling, and then your gut feelings get into that
Then when you have also like so little control over everything else around
you. Yes, exactly.
You know, it's like you can, you know, on a certain day you can't even go out right now because it's like, it might be like cold or rainy or something like that. And it's not like you'd be like, well, I'm just going to go out to dinner or go do this to take my mind off of it or go do this. It's like, no, I'm going to move from this room of my house to that room of my house. And that's my big change for the day.
That's what I did.
You know? Yeah, I know.
I was like, oh, I'll work for an hour from my bed. And that was nice because it was brighter in there. I was like, oh, the sun is out. It's a brighter area. I was like, well, no, because the laptop's heating up and burning my legs. So back to the office.
Yeah, you need like a little lap. Desk thing.
Yeah, well, I don't really love working from bed. It was just to get like in a brighter room.
Yep, yep.
It's like, oh, brighter room will brighten my spirits and kind of. And I was like, we could do this. And sometimes, you know, again, going back to you're in control of yourself and you're in control of your feelings. And sometimes your personal cheerleader is just tired.
Yeah.
They don't want to cheer anymore. Yep. Like, I'm not really in the mood.
No, I get it all the time.
So when your personal cheerleaders are kind of like,
yeah, usually by then I just want to go to sleep. That's when I like, just sleep.
Yeah, no, I don't.
I know, but that's what I want to do. I just want to shut off, you know what I mean? Just go away.
Well, that when I get to that point, that's when I put on a cooking show.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what they're cooking. They can be cooking meat. I don't even care. It relaxes me.
Yeah.
Like Naughty at Home, that's what I've been watching. And I put it on. I'm like, ah, she's so pleasant. And she's so bright, and she's making this meatloaf meat roll with eggs in it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's fine. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Wow.
You touch that meat with your hands. Grind it up. I'm at peace right now.
I'm at peace.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Well, thanks, Aunt.
I want to express one thought, and
one
it makes
thought.
No sense. This makes no sense.
Okay.
But it's something that I thought about. And, you know, like, imagine if we were bears and we hibernated, right, for the winter. And then we just, like, woke up and, like, we're like, what? COVID? We can't go to restaurants and shit?
Wait, like, so are bears going to restaurants?
No. So like, we're humans and we're like bears. Oh, okay. Imagine if we hibernated and we woke up to like the coronavirus and we're just like, what? Oh, I was looking forward to waking up.
But wait a minute. If everybody so hibernated, would anybody be sick?
Well, no, that's a good point. Well, like, I guess like there'd be different areas. That's a good point. But still, like, let's say that like maybe we reverse, like, you know, like bears spread it. So like, but they were up because we're the hibernators in this scenario.
Like, actual bears, right?
Yeah, actual bears.
Okay.
I just think it's the idea of like having hibernated and waking up and be like, oh, what? Oh, gee. You know, you wake up like and it's all like ramped up and like people are talking about staying inside and wearing masks and you're just like, oh, come on. I just want to have a good summer.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Oh, let's just quickly get back to the numbers.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
So the previous one, we didn't do it. 11, 34, 24, 49, 2, 45. And remember, that was no one can make you feel inferior without your consent.
Mm-hmm.
And then this last one was 15, 7, 24, 50, 49, 12. And I'll add all these up and, you know, we'll like... Michelle will post it and share it on all the socials. Then you can decide if you like the final numbers or not. Maybe we can get into like the numerology of it and decide like what the numbers actually mean and see if it ties into the fortune.
Wow. I don't think this is going to go very far.
I'm going to add them up.
You can add them up, but I don't think we'll go into the whole
numerology of it.
Yeah.
Maybe we can go into the numerology of each number individually.
Oh, even add more work to this.
Yeah.
To this situation.
To this 10-minute podcast.
Yeah.
Wow, it goes deeper, and we could, yeah. I mean, who knows where it even stops? I don't know. I'll go with it. I'll let my brain take it as far as I want, and I'll pass off this mountain of work for Michelle.
Because you're the sun.
Because I'm the sun,
and you're in control.
The prodigal son. And I'm in control. This is all me. And then that thought kind of, and this is probably not where it's meant to take you, but that thought kind of like makes you think, like. Is anything real?
Well, I was just going to say at the end of the day, nothing matters.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter.
You know, if I'm the one in control, like, am I even awake? Is this like a matrixy type of thing? Does anything exist?
Well, I think that's definitely a way to take it, but it's just you're in control of your own personal vehicle. Like your soul is driving your body.
Yeah, exactly.
And so how you act and react.
Yep.
It's all about. Right, how but what if none of it
even existed? Like, what if like I was the only person who existed in this plane, and like literally I controlled everything that was going on, because not like you're not real.
So you're controlling me.
I'm controlling you. Everything that I've made, everything I make, everything around me. You know what I mean? Like the brick wall behind you. Like I think it's brick. I've invented brick.
But I've invented stone, which in the sense then you invented stone because you invented me.
You invented stone?
Yeah, I'm saying the wall behind me is stone. If you think it's brick and I think it's stone, and you're saying see, you're in control.
Yeah, so now I've created a stone.
Right.
I've created stone, and I've implanted it in your mind.
Correct.
Yeah, that's my point. You know, that thought you had that was free, I gave that to you.
That's what I'm saying, but I never think that way.
I know, but that's just a
yeah, it's definitely a sidebar.
A path you can go down.
A little side path.
If you think you're in that much control, where does that control relinquish?
Yeah.
You know? It's hard to know. You know, and then like the idea that, you know, I might call something blue, and you might agree, you say that's blue, but like what if you look at it and you see green, and that's blue to you?
Well, yeah, I mean... We see things differently.
Yeah, I know. But like, what if it, like, how, imagine if it was like drastically different, but we all just managed to agree on what it was because that's all we've ever known. Like for me, white is black and black is white.
Well, sometimes people are colorblind.
Yeah, I know.
You know what was very fascinating? People who can taste color.
That doesn't exist.
Yes, it does.
No.
Yes, it does.
I've just created that.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean?
No, I cannot think of the term.
Okay.
But people can taste color. They can look at the color and know what it tastes like. Which brings me, well, we could leave that alone
that
since
make
I
any
have
sense.
No, I'm telling, I don't have my phone with me. I never have my phone with me.
I understand that it exists, but it doesn't make any sense.
Well, because you can't, you don't have it.
I know, but like, what?
So
like,
just because you don't understand it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
No, but cutlers don't have taste.
But people can taste color.
No.
Look it up.
I believe it exists, you know.
But it made me think of that meme you came across.
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking about that. I forgot who posted it.
Are you going
to
tell it?
Oh, you want me to say it?
Yes.
I thought we would post it on socials with the numbers.
No, I'm not posting anything on socials. I am extremely lackadaisical when it comes to my passion project of the Mitch Ruby Show. Okay. It's kind of my...
It was your tongue can... Like, you can look at something and your tongue knows what it would feel like to lick it.
Which is so true. Yeah. Because when you showed that to me the other night, I went around the bedroom and I licked everything, hypothetically.
Yeah,
hypothetically. And I knew exactly how it would taste and feel on my tongue.
Yep.
Like it's right now, licking the lampshade. I know exactly what that would be like.
Yep.
The frame.
Yep.
The litter box.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yep.
Your foot.
Brick or stone.
Right. The canvas, the computer, the keyboard.
Yep.
Like if you really think about it,
yep.
It makes it just, total sense.
It's crazy. Your tongue is like tied into your feel.
Well, it, and taste. Yeah.
Feel and taste.
Yep.
Wow. Your tongue is very smart.
Okay.
Wow. How long is this, Mitch? What's the timer say? 21 minutes?
Yep.
22 minutes?
Yep.
23 minutes?
Is that a good... You guys like shorter podcasts.
Shorter podcasts are where it's at.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right, good. Guys. Well, I'm just going to leave you with this. Thank you.